possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
I don't want to be the baseball
police. You've kind of been the baseball police.
You're usually
today.
The baseball police.
I'm actually not the baseball police.
You're the fun police, right?
I'm Black Cop.
I'm Black Cop. Do you have a black cave?
Always.
Not one black actor has played Batman. Come on, man. Even when they put the mask on, they blackface the eyes. Terry Crews wouldn't even need a suit. Just put some pointy ears on him. Let him dance his naked ass around Gotham City.
I mean, now I have the black mobile. So
the tumbler? Oh, you wouldn't be interested in that.
So what do you think?
Does it come in black?
The black cave, the stone rolls, the black cave is open, and here comes the black.
I mean, the black mobile is pretty awesome.
I see you like the. That's why you like being the black guy.
I've had a lot of fun driving.
Man.
Will you be wanting the back putt, sir?
Middle of the day, Alfred?
Not very subtle.
The Lamborghini day. Much more subtle.
Okay. Lamborghini Mercy. Yo, chick, she's so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo.
What the hell are you? Black.
The official adventures of Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Always bet on black. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We are going to talk with Craig Counsell in about 12 minutes about the Cubs. They had a rough one last night in Minneapolis. Great open as per usual by Chris Tannehill. We got our guy Alex Kuhn in there tracking down everyone, getting messages back from people that want to come on when our show's not on the air. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello. I don't know that story. Who's texting Alex back?
I thought you were in the room when he told that story.
I don't think I was.
We had a friend of the show text back and be like, hey, could we do 8 o'clock?
No, we can't.
We can't.
I mean, I'll tape something tonight at 8 o'clock.
No, 8 a.m.
Oh, yeah, no. I don't think so.
See that part.
Yeah, Lawrence is usually doing, what is it, Pilates? What are you doing?
Something like that.
He's on his bike ride.
I think so. Or he might be doing any number of weightlifting things.
Yes.
Or, you know, working on the Blackmobile.
No. Monday through Friday, it just stays in the garage.
I get
you. In the Black Cave. It just stays in there. But yeah, usually yoga in the morning, then ride the bike to the gym, that sort of thing.
I figured out your alias. It's Bruce Mayne.
Mayne. Hey, what you say, Mayne? Bruce Mayne. Yeah.
There it is.
He gave that role away, man. Yeah. He could have been making that Don Cheadle money. And now Don Cheadle is making that money. But I'm sure it all adds up because Terrence Howard knows math. Anyway.
We don't know math. That was yesterday's open.
We could have used Terrence Howard a couple days ago.
Yeah,
we were trying to figure out math.
The Cubs bullpen has been really, really good all year. It's been a great story.
It has. And Porter Hodge individually has been a great story.
Yeah, except he was hurt for a while. And then since he's come back, it hasn't been great. But that thing last night seemed like a big old anomaly. What do you give up? 6 runs? 3 dongs?
You know what that felt like to me watching it?
That felt like he was still tipping on four foes. That's what I felt like.
People knew what was coming.
Yeah.
People could smell fastball or breaker, one or the other.
Yeah, that was some Paul Wall stuff yesterday. That's what it felt like to me. I don't even know if we asked Craig, he would tell us.
Well, Craig said, I think we have to. Craig said after the game, we need to dig in deeper. We need to dig in deeper on what happened to Porter. Look at some things internally.
Well, that was the first thing I thought of when I saw that quote from him and the quotes from Porter Hodge himself.
We have the Porter Hodge sound from after that thing last night.
Physically good, like everything feels great. So it's just like something mechanical that's probably going on. And we're not really aware about. Probably not trying to dig too deep and like get in my own head. So like maybe got into that a little bit tonight. And so just wasn't my best tonight.
Because the balls were hit hard. Like there weren't a lot of bleeders or anything like that. And there was a three pitch stretch where he gave up two home runs. That feels like people were walking up to the plate looking for something and they got it and they hit it out of the ballpark.
Because his stuff is too good for that, usually. The fastball itself is a really interesting kind of fastball, which is part of why they like him. Overall, Lawrence, the bullpen is the fifth best bullpen ERA in MLB, but they're 26th in strikeout rate and they're 24th in batting average against. Those numbers add up to what exactly? We can ask Craig what the proper takeaway from those numbers is for a numbers wonk like himself.
Isn't everyone all about the swing and miss? Like that's what you want out of your bullpen? Like isn't that what you're trying to get out of everyone who picks up the ball for you and pitches?
Ideally. Ideally, you want them not to be able to hit the bats. Their xFIP, like their expected fielder independent pitching, is actually pretty good because they throw a ton of fastballs, and the defense is so good. The defense turns contact into outs at a very, very high rate. Now, can you survive with that down the stretch? So as per your tease coming out of transition, do they need to go get bullpen help? I've been thinking they don't necessarily, because the bullpen's been so good and because when you get starter help, that's going to give you a couple more options for that bullpen.
And you've probably figured out that Palencia is your closer, so like that part of it is no longer a thing.
And Keller's been so good up until the appearance at Wrigley last weekend. Presley, you take out the one horrible Presley appearance, his ERA is like 1.39, I think. He's been really good since then.
You never have enough arms, though.
It's true.
You can never, never get out of ways to have more matchup problems for the other team if you got a bunch of guys you can throw. And even like as we've been talking about the White Sox and them winning the World Series and the way that they did and how they had this old school way of getting through the American League Championship Series with your starters going out there and shutting it down, the way that postseason baseball has been played at least over the last 5 years and probably the last decade if I went back and looked, has been we're trying to get four innings, maybe five out of our starter, and then we are going to show you some looks. Here are some guys coming out of the bullpen. This guy's got the funk. This guy throws 98. This guy loves to jam hitters. Like we're just going to keep throwing different types of guys at you and get up out of here with a win.
Good conversation last night between Boog and JD in real time about whether Woods Richardson should have come out or not after throwing five good innings, like five shutout innings, and they took him out. And JD has become a guy who says yes to that question.
The third time through the order thing is real.
And just the collection of arms and different looks and the quality of the stuff that most of those dudes have, like the game has changed and evolved.
Yeah, I mean, that's something cool that we could probably talk with Craig about, too, like the idea of it.
A little bit of breaking news, and breaking news on the score is sponsored by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants. They celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. They're going to use the automated ball strike system during the All-Star game.
Okay.
So
we get a chance to see how it works.
Yeah, for anybody who hasn't seen it, neither in the spring training or in the minors, you get a chance to see it on the biggest stage in the exhibition game.
I'm cool with that.
I dig it.
Let's do it. Let's go forward. And let's go forward and talk some more Cubs baseball. Cubs manager Craig Counsell joins us next here on The Score.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love
like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Manager number 11, Craig Counsell.
Craig Counsell.
When I'm on Sports Talk Radio, I learn that just keep talking, and that's helpful, right?
MLB veteran for 16 seasons.
Swing and a bouncer, shortstop, Counsell throws, got him! Counsell picked it up clean and threw a strike to first.
Two-time World Series champion.
His teammates call him Rudy. And Rudy has just tied game one of the 2001 World Series with a first inning home run.
Manager for your Chicago Cubs.
You a tater tots guy, Craig?
No, not a fan. My mom made me eat them when I was like 8 years old. Didn't go well. Never eaten them since.
Really?
Wow.
Well, I'll never do it again. I'll never do it. I feel like punishment for me to eat tater tots because it was that night because I had to finish the tater tots.
Nico, I was taken aback by that.
Yeah, that's pretty ridiculous. It's a very agreeable food. I feel like you don't have to seek out tater tots to really enjoy them.
So don't offer him tater tots the next time you guys are out on the road.
No go. Stay away.
Napoleon, give me some of your tots.
No, go find your own.
Come on, give me some of your tots.
No, I'm freaking starved. I didn't get to eat anything today. Freaking idiot.
Craig Counsell.
Do you have an anxiety thermometer? Or like, do you walk around, like, wonder, you know, checking in on that kind of thing? Does it concern you in that regard?
No.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
We get to talk with the Cubs manager a couple times a month, and it's always nice when we do. Craig Counsell joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Joining us from Minneapolis, St. Paul, is Cubs manager Craig Counsell. Hey, Craig, how you doing?
Good afternoon.
So that was 2 weeks ago, last time we talked to you, and I was fishing around looking for anxiety confirmation. Got the old no. And that was after two Cardinals losses. Then you guys came back and won the next two games in St. Louis. Now, I was looking at this, Craig. After games where the Cubs score one or fewer runs, you guys are 9-3 in the 12 games that follow that and have scored an average of almost 7 runs per game in those 12 games. What is it about this bunch, you think, that shows an ability to bounce back from games like, say, last night in Minnesota?
Well, that's I mean, honestly, that's like kind of just fun with numbers. I mean, it's there's nothing. I mean, I think this is a good baseball team, and I think it's, you know, you just try to be consistent and you're going to have some bad nights. Last night was a bad night in a 162 game schedule. It's the way it works. You know, your job is to, in baseball, you got, you know, Joe Maddon was great at saying this. You got 30 minutes after a game to enjoy it or be mad about it, and then it's over and you move on to what's next.
Our segment with Craig Counsell is sponsored by the all-new Toyota on Edens in Northbrook. Visit Toyota on Edens. .com. Last night in the post game, you talked about how you guys were going to go take a look at what was going on with Porter Hodge. What's that like? Is that, are you actually looking at the tape, or are you counting on everyone else in the pitching apparatus to look at the tape and then give you kind of what they think they need to do?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of both. Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of reviewing the outing, and it's also, I think, taking the emotion out of the outing. You know, when you walk in here right after 20 minutes after it happens, I think it's important to just take a little time and make sure we got emotion out of everything and look at it with just a clear set of eyes. So that's important. We've decided that we put Porter on the injured list just kind of looking at some more things and talking to Porter. And I don't think it's anything major, but I think we're dealing with a little shoulder stuff that we want to we just got to get it out of there and have him kind of clear-headed as he takes the mound.
Wow, that's interesting. So Porter Hodge to the injured list, because there had been some talk about whether he was tipping pitches a little bit last night. But so Craig, correct me if I'm wrong, but it was originally for Porter a couple months ago, an oblique injury, and then it was a hip impingement, and now it's the shoulder. Is that correct? And are all those things connected in any way in your mind?
Yeah, that's right. Are they connected? Yeah, I mean, I think that's the question you always ask with injuries. I mean, I don't think there's a direct connection, but there's always small areas, you know, of the, they call it the chain of, you know, of events of pitching is the kinetic chain that, you know, you need your whole body to pitch. So obviously things can affect each other and you protect one thing and that puts more stress on another area of the body. So, could be, you know, you don't get definitive answers in those areas.
As the game was going on, were you guys looking at him and going, you know, something just seems off, other than the results of the pitch? Like, were you guys going, not sure what's happening there?
Well, the results weren't very good, so that, you know, clearly makes you kind of ask questions. But we've, you know, I think it's one of those situations where, you know, we've been, there's some red flags and we're just, and you're, or they're not, maybe not red flags, yellow flags maybe is a better way to say it. And you know, I think a lot of guys have yellow flags during the season, right? That's part of a season. But you're monitoring it. And, but if at some point it doesn't turn the corner, you got to do something different.
Are you able to tell us what the corresponding roster move is, Craig, to Porter going on the injured list?
Ethan Roberts.
So back up for the bullpen. Ethan Roberts. Craig Counsell here with us on Spiegel and Holmes. The bullpen has been so good. Fifth best bullpen ERA in baseball. 26th in K rate. So what's the correct takeaway from those numbers? If there's anything for us guys who like to have fun with numbers, what are we supposed to take away from that?
What would you like to take away from it?
I think my takeaway is that, boy, the defense has been good and they must be getting some bad contact if they're not necessarily striking that many people out.
Let's go with that.
Okay. Does that concern you when the bullpen's been this good?
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, I think everybody would love, you know, a 40% strikeout rate from every pitcher we have. You know, we'd love the elite strikeout rates. It's, you know, there's no luck involved in a strikeout. Like, can't fall in there. Like on Brad Keller's last outing, I can't hit a blooper if it's a strikeout. And so that's ideal. The other really good result is getting people out. And that's what we're doing really well. And a good defense contributes to that. And that's a way to get people out. That's a way to make your pitching staff better, is to have a really good defense. So, you know, that's where we're at. You know, we want to keep inducing weak contact and keep getting people out. We're going to be in good shape.
Craig, with the All-Star announcements, like, obviously we knew that Tucker and PCA had an opportunity, but I don't want to go over the fact that PCA made an All-Star team. Like, it's a big deal. What was it like having him, being able to share that news with him and his reaction to it?
Yeah, I mean, I think anytime, you know, you have a young player, and this happened so quickly here for Pete, and just to see kind of what he's done in the last 2 months, it's been special. So I think we've all kind of been on that. It's been a quick ride with Pete, and it's been fun. And what he's done this year has been, it's just been a joy to watch. And he's, I think for fans of baseball, it's been a joy. So, it's fun. I mean, I think we get to watch Pete every day, and it's a thrill, and want to continue doing it. And the All-Star game is just, you know, one nod to Pete about, like, you're doing great things. You know, the beauty of, like, sports and stuff is that, like, there's the challenge gets thrown in the next day of, you know, do it again. But, you know, hopefully when he next week in Atlanta, he gets to enjoy a couple days and soak it all in.
It's a pretty cool spectrum of all-stars that you have, where you have Pete that's kind of at the beginning of his career, and Kyle Tucker is close to becoming a free agent. And then you have Matthew Boyd, like this guy that you guys saw something in, and he's come in and he's delivered. For a manager to have that wide of a spectrum of guys going to the All-Star game, what's that feel like to share it with knowing that these guys are in such different places in their career?
Matt Boyd is a cool one, just because, you know, the 34-year-old first-time All-Star, that's not very common, right? And I thought it's just a great lesson to, you know, to anybody, just when things aren't going your way, you got to show up and you have a good day. And then all of a sudden you put yourself in a position where the result of all those good days you put in, even though you weren't getting the results you wanted, turn into something really good for a stretch of time. And that's what's happened with Matt. And it doesn't happen without kind of putting in all those thousands of good days when it's not that fun and nobody's, you know, wants to interview you after the game or tell you how good you are. So that's cool. And I think Matt's, you know, had a heck of a first half, or more than first half now, 18 starts. It's been fun to watch him go out there and give us a big chance to win every single time he's taking the ball.
We're hoping Seiya Suzuki finds a way in. How do you lead the league in RBIs and not make the All-Star game?
Yeah, I mean, there's some good players in the league, and there's players having great years, and so it's picking a team is always hard, and it's unfortunate because I do think Seiya is no doubt deserving. You know, I think he understands that, but you know, we've got 4 or 5 more days for something to happen, and we obviously don't want other guys to get hurt, but hopefully they're, say it gets a nod here in the next couple of days.
His Cubs career has been really consistent. When you start looking at a guy whose OPS is over 800 in all the years that he's been here, what are, I know it's not just one thing that has a guy make a jump like this. What are the elements inside of what happened between the end of last season to now that has Seiya being this player?
Well, I think one of the things is I think the lineup around him has helped Seiya. I think he's in the beneficiary great position of hitting with a lot of guys on base, and, you know, Kyle ahead of him has a, you know, what, 390 or so on base percentage, and that's just means 40% of your bats you got somebody on, and that's, but it's just by one hitter, right? I think that's helped. I think, and he's understood that, you know, when there's players on base, that, like, it's swinging the bat that gets the job done, right? I swing the bat and we score. And I think that's just kind of turned him a little more aggressive. And it's not that it's that confidence the aggression's really got him to the pole side more is kind of what it's done. You pull anybody that strong, pulls the ball in the air, there's going to be good things are going to happen.
Let's go back to the bullpen with Craig Counsell here on Spiegel and Holmes. How do you think John Birdie improved from outing number one to outing number two? Was it something mechanical or pitch mix? Because the numbers are better.
Yeah, we had that was when we didn't have to wait a long time after the game to discuss. We had a long conversation with John about that. He threw a little harder last night, actually.
He did. Yeah, he did, because I know the plan the first time.
He was floating it up there like 45 the last time, and he was in the 60s last night.
And he was thinking about BP. Like, he wanted to be slower than batting practice the first time, and then you guys changed that. Is that right, Craig?
Well, yeah, he changed it. Yeah, he realized he wasn't throwing enough strikes, and he's like, well, I just throw strikes and see what happens. I think that's kind of the goal. You're not going to get guys out with stuff in that role. slow, fast, anything. It's not going to be stuff. You want guys swinging the bat, and you'll catch enough balls.
Who's the best position player pitcher that you've seen in your baseball career, if you remember? It's the important stuff.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. I mean, you always just want options from my seats, right? Just some guys that are willing to do it, and then once in a while you'll have the. You know, like Pete will say, I want to pitch, and I'll say, there's no chance you're pitching, Pete. But you just want to have options. And when you have options and they get the job done, it's sometimes, honestly, it can, just take the sting off the loss a little bit and turn the page a little bit and then just save the bullpen a little bit.
Since we like talking about anxiety on this show, what's the anxiety for a batter facing a position player as pitcher?
Well, I mean, I can describe mine.
That's what I was hoping.
As a player, yeah, I struck out once against Jeff Cirillo, who was throwing knuckleballs. And then I think that's why you see so many early swings in those situations, right? Because it's like sometimes you're avoiding the worst result, which is like, don't strike out. That's part of life, right? So you'll see a lot of early swings. So I started swinging early there, and then actually you have a lot of success too.
What kind of stuff does Pete say that he has, Craig?
I think Pete would have pretty good stuff. I mean, he's got a very good arm. He could touch 90 if he wanted, for sure.
Yeah, I've heard the story about, like, one time he was kicking around a soccer ball at spring training, and somebody went, it was Jed. Jed tells the story. Jed goes up and says, oh, did you play soccer? He's like, yeah, I played a lot of soccer. Jed's like, were you good? And Pete said, I was really good.
That doesn't shock me,
no,
though.
Of course not.
Of course he would be good.
Of course.
So Craig, we were having a conversation with Nico yesterday about him lining up the cycle, and that there was an opportunity for a natural cycle. And then we got into a fun little baseball thing about cycles versus perfect games and no hitters and things like that. Then last night we have an inside the park home run walk off and another inside the park home run that happened in a game. For you, a baseball lifer, what's your favorite kind of weird baseball anomaly that you love to see happen?
Yeah, I mean, the triple play, probably, if we're on the pitching side, I would say is the big one. I think it's a great play. The triple play would probably be the one that I would like.
All right, do you want your triple play 5-4-3, or do you want a line out with guys off base?
5-4-3, yeah. 5-4-3, because lots of guys, three guys involved, pitcher involved. Multiple runners on, like, changes an inning. So yeah, 5-4-3. Yeah.
Yeah. That's exciting with all three bases in play and everybody's doing their thing.
All that movement that's going on.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah. I still think this is not like an uncommon baseball play, but like probably the favorite, maybe common, is like the bases loaded and a ball in the gap. Like I love that play because there's just so much going on around the field. Like, is there a play at the plate? Is there going to be a triple? Like, I think that's a great baseball play with a ton going on.
Yeah, it is, because, like, where's the relay throw going? Is the pitcher going behind the catcher, or should he be going behind third base to back up? Like, there's all kinds of stuff going on that play. Hey, PCA has been a topic the last 24 hours on the station, because sometimes young players will show frustration, and Pete, sometimes after a strikeout, it happens Saturday, the bat gets kind of thrown on the ground, the helmet gets thrown, maybe picks up the helmet, throws it again, that kind of thing. Is that something that you as a manager have talked about with him, or something that you consider talking about with him?
Yeah, I mean, does it bother you?
It does, actually, a little bit. And I like Pete so much. I love his game so much. So I try not to be, you know, grizzly old baseball police jackass.
Yeah. But you were yesterday.
Well, oh, no, come on. Am I? I don't think so.
You were definitely baseball police yesterday.
No, but it's just.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. Like, I guess what I think is, you know, I think we want our players to be perfect, right? And then you obviously coach them to be better versions of themselves. But, you know, I think we also as people have like blessings and curses, right? So I think the blessing Pete shows every day is like he plays with a lot of emotion, and as a fan you feel that emotion, as a coach you feel that emotion, and it's wonderful, right? We love it. I think to assume there's going to be nothing on the other side of that is not fair to Pete in a lot of ways. So I think Pete's always trying to get better at that stuff. But I think we also should give him some grace as he tries to improve on it.
Well, that's a beautiful answer. That's a very human answer, and thinking about the man as a person, that makes all the sense in the world, because you've known people like that who are great for the same reasons that they might be problematic, because that's how people work, right?
Yeah, I think it's how we all work. Our blessings and our curses are kind of right next to each other a lot of times in life, and when we take them too far, they get us in trouble.
Yeah, I feel you on that, Craig. Since we were talking about the All-Stars and Seiya, there's one more guy that I wanted to bring up. The growth that you've seen in Michael Bush, how do you describe it? Like, well, what do you see in the player that ended last year and had a really solid year, and now to take this jump where he has a legit case to be an All-Star?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, in Michael's case, it was a little like, I think it was a little more predictable, because Mike, he has such a good foundation as a hitter, right? And essentially, to me, what's happened as, you know, from year to year is he's just kind of closed or shrunk some of the holes, like in the strike zone. So he's just become better in more areas of the strike zone. And they're just really subtle kind of like improvements on his just mechanically and probably experience a little bit from just going around the league. He's just subtly just gotten a little better. So, you know, his hot zone, so to speak, is just a little bit bigger, and his really cold zone is just a little bit smaller. He's able to hit a foul ball on that pitch instead of swing and miss, right? And that makes a difference. Get yourself another pitch, another area for the pitcher to make a mistake. And then he's, you know, throwing in this really good zone, and it's going to be problems.
What's the advice for someone going back home and having a large contingent of people being in a stadium that you grew up wanting to play in for a guy like Michael Bush?
Yeah, I mean, I think Michael's, he's, you know, 2 years into his big league career, essentially. So, I wasn't really worried about it yesterday. I think... Look, it's a funny one. It's like, it's almost, I think the sense you get when you look at it wrong is like, now my family knows I actually play in the big leagues. You know, even though they've seen you on TV a lot and they've seen you at other places, but like when you do it at home, it's like, yeah, now it's real. So, you know, you kind of put some false stuff on it, but it's really, I think it's, You want to make it special for your family. I mean, I think that's the thing you always think is, you know, they're proud of you. You know, they're super happy for you. You know, they're just super happy, right, to be there and watch you do this. So, you know, you hopefully just let them enjoy it. And I think, you know, if Michael could have gone 0-for-4 with 4 strikeouts, and it'd been a pretty cool day for his family.
Speaking of family, I hope Brady Council gets drafted. What's the feeling in your house and your circle as the draft approaches, and you've got a dog in the fight? It's a different kind of thing, I'm sure.
Yeah, we just fired Bob Sugar, the agent, so we're going with Jerry Maguire now. So we'll see what happens.
He will actually really care about your client. I've seen that.
Who's coming with me?
Yeah, that's what Jerry's great at that. He is.
Yeah, he cares a lot. Craig, thanks so much for joining us. Good luck tonight against the Twins.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Craig.
That is Cubs manager Craig Counsell with a little breaking news. Porter Hodge on the IL with a shoulder injury. Okay, so maybe that answers the question. That it wasn't tipping.
Yeah, but I loved his. I'm glad I remembered the other two injuries, and was able to throw him right back at him.
Yeah, get him talking about the kinetic chain.
Yeah, because Porter went on the injured list initially with an oblique, and then a few weeks later they said it was a hip impingement, and now we got a shoulder. So that's a tricky thing. Reminds me of our conversation with Pitching Ninja the other day about how there's nothing more unnatural in sports than throwing as often as pitchers do in terms of the physicality of it. But man, I don't know if I've ever heard a manager talk about ball players the way that he just talked about Pete Crow Armstrong in that answer. You know, I mean, there's a lot of thoughtful managers we've had a chance to talk to. Joe Madden among them.
Joe Madden talking about Javi. It sounds almost identical to me, like him talking about the things that they have to do to allow for Javi to be himself.
Right.
And then those moments when they have to kind of be like, okay, like we're going to let you go out here and maybe even fail a little bit so that we can get through to you on some of
this
stuff.
Yeah, maybe. But like, I just thought that was, from a human perspective, a beautiful answer.
He clearly cares about his players. And I like how passionately he tries to defend them. Like his Seiya argument for All-Star Game, I thought was pretty dope.
It was. But like, just an understanding of people. And it became like, okay, so am I going to talk to him about it or not? Well, I don't know. Like, that's the next level decision. And yep. He didn't really answer that part of it.
Do you have Bears angst?
You know, I don't particularly. But
do you
I
have
think
Bears roster angst?
There's a lot of people that do.
All right.
And we need to think about this particular moment in the summer and what it really is. And there's a lot of standing around and waiting, and I think that's going to go longer than people realize.
I agree. Let's talk a little Bears next on The Score.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.